Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Dander and Blitzen. But you recall the most famous reindeer of all. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer having a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to call him names, then never let Paul Rudolph. Oh. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa come to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide the sleigh tonight? Then all of the other reindeer loves him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer will go down in history.
Bone 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I mean, I don't want to call us geniuses, but we're kind of geniuses. I mean, we almost nailed it.
A little bit, yeah.
Front of the nose of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tonight is our big Cox Christmas party. Tomorrow, we'll be off in the morning as a result of that. But Drew will be live from the Walmart in US 19 for Drew Saves Christmas. We'll all be stopping by there at some point. Then we will be out at the Stockyard tomorrow night for the first time in holiday. And that is where we have the 10th anniversary of Pitbull Toddler. And I'm very much looking forward to that. Come on out and join us. Sean, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Good morning, Mike. Okay, so I was wondering if I could ask you a very quick question.
I feel like this is going to annoy me. Like it's either a fake story or... I don't know, I'll give it a shot, but I feel like we're off to a bad start already.
I give you my full word, it is not a fake story. So are you familiar with the Kung Fu douchebag? I don't know if I'm allowed to say that or not. I just wanted to
remember Kung Fu douchebag?
Yeah, that used to call.
I forgot about that guy.
Some guy named Joe, or anyway, but he says that he remembers you, and at
Kung
some
Fu Douchebag used to call the show, and he wanted to come in here, and like, I don't remember, he wanted to do all these crazy things, and then he'd never show up.
Yeah, right, okay. I've gathered that from his personality, so anyway, I just wanted to ask you, so I had a quick story, and I figured you would get a laugh out of it. By the way, I just wanted to also say, it's really cool that I'm actually able to talk to you because...
Oh, your coolness ended.
I got that baby face money. Hello?
Hi, Tony.
What's going on, buddy?
Were you rapping?
Yeah.
What's up?
Dude, ooh. Just listening to your show, man. That last caller was an idiot.
Agreed.
Yeah, last caller.
What can we do for you?
I need all of them. I haven't been... Sorry, dog. I haven't been listening as much as I should.
Sorry, dog. What can we do for you?
Not much, dude. Hey, man, what part of New York are you from?
This is why I don't take phone calls.
No,
this is why
no more phone calls. No phone calls Thursday is what this is now.
Read it. Read my Wikipedia page, sir. There you go.
That is unbelievable.
That was good stuff.
I realized we started out talking about the Christmas presents, Cox Christmas, and we never to what they actually were.
Oh, they were, in one year, they were phone chargers, which I thought was cool.
Right.
Like portable phone chargers.
They've given us backpacks.
A couple times. There was... A jacket? A sweatshirt, maybe? I don't know. You know, if you go to the Cox Corporate, they got like a big Cox store that you can go and buy Cox stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Like letterhead and stationery and pens and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass on that.
I mean, I like the company, but I don't know if I'm necessarily buying hoodies.
What do you think we got this year? We have them. They're in.
I can't imagine. I mean, I think they just start recycling old gifts. So they did two backpacks.
They have recycled an old gift.
Oh, man. Is it the phone charger?
No.
Oh, that would have been good.
And I want to say the 1 year when we got these, we got them with a backpack. I think we got like a twofer, maybe, or I'm just putting them together.
Was it the backpack?
Oh, we got a towel 1 year.
Yeah, the towel backpack.
Oh, the towel backpack. Yeah.
Which I still can't figure out how to turn back into a backpack.
No.
Is that where we got a towel? Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
You remember the 1 year they had the rolling coolers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I still use that.
That was probably the best gift outside the phone charger.
It's kind of like a backpack with wheels on it, and it keeps things cool. Like
it's like the fabric insulated on the outside, but it's insulated and has the wheels.
We use that at the beach.
Yeah.
I like that one. I got that in my bug out room in case we got to run.
I think last year was the mug, like the Tervis style, like steel kind of mug.
Okay.
Yeah, the not Tervis.
Yeah. It was?
It was a knockoff. Yeah, it had the logos of all Arctic. The stations.
It was like Arctic or something with the
RTC,
Yes, yeah.
We give away the Tervis ones.
Yeah. Right.
I know Mo stole like three of them.
He probably took mine. I don't have one. Oh, you have it there?
I have it right here.
Oh, man. What else has there been? Can you think of anything else?
I remember the towel, the cooler, the charger. Two or three backpacks.
How many Cox items can we do? We don't have frisbees yet. Was it a frisbee?
Not a frisbee.
All right. Let's see it. Oh, like a chair?
Yeah, one of the chairs. Well,
I'm not testing the structural integrity
of
that
thing. We got one of these before, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
We did?
I'm positive we did.
I think I got two of them.
Let's try them out and see if they break. Let's see if they...
I bet you they're all right.
Yeah, well, it's because you're skinny now. Pre-Urshan Galvin doesn't want to sit on that thing.
Oh, look.
Was it a card?
Yeah.
Is there a bonus check in there?
Probably not.
Dear Galvin, Merry Christmas. Here is the $50,000. Oh, yeah. We did get a chair because now I recognize it. I have one of those in my garage.
Oh, good. It says Cox Media Group on it.
Yeah. I think the last time.
It's tiny.
It's for like a little girl to have tea
it's
on?
So tiny.
Let me see. Oh, it's adorable.
Oh, but now you can sit anywhere.
I think the last time we got one, we were not Cox Media Group. We were Cox Broadcasting or Cox Radio.
I think it was Cox Radio,
yeah. So now we got, yay, thank you.
I got to be honest with you, that's not a bad chair.
No, I like it.
It's like a beach chair.
The backpack was fine, too. The cooler was nice. I mean, they're quality gifts.
The last chair wasn't comfortable at all. My kids would fight on who doesn't sit in that chair. So it looks like they've upgraded.
What do you got? Dear Galvin. Thank you for your years of service. Here is $50,000. Love, Cox.
Goodwill, peace, hope, joy, cheer, all that stuff. Happy holidays. 2018 was a busy and successful year. Your hard work,
handwritten or printed?
No, this is all printed so far. Your hard work and commitment made it a great year. Thank you. Here's to continued success in 2019. Wishing you and your family a fun, safe, and happy holidays. And then it's signed. It says, Galvin, wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Very nice. Who signed that?
Keith.
Oh, I want to read mine. Can I read mine?
Yeah, where's your
Spanish is one to get. Okay.
Yeah, by the way, the other ones are all under the thing here. Gio, I think yours is in Mike's office. I think Spanish put it in there. So,
do you get one?
Probably not.
You want mine? You can have mine if you want.
I wonder what my card would say.
Dear Gio, I can't believe
you
still work here.
Thank you for working here the longest. How many years have you been here, Gio?
11. Going on 11, I believe.
So I've been here longer than you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, I thought you were here longer than me.
No.
No. Gio is one of the people I looked at. We're hiring your position.
Yeah, I know. You know? You passed on him and hired me. What a jerk. Way to bring it up.
I felt that Gio would be more fitted for 97X.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was right.
And
you got a gig there.
Fired there. It was great.
You didn't get fired?
Yeah, kind of, but not really.
The station fell apart.
I used to go in and talk to Gio, and I go, what are they doing? Why aren't you on afternoons or something?
That's true.
What's going on? You need me to talk to somebody? What's happening?
Near Mike.
Oh.
It's coughing. Dear Mike, thank you for your hard work and dedication in helping to make Cox successful in 2018. Love, Keith. P.S. We'll miss you when your contract's up.
Oh, burn.
Wow. Well, I miss you, too.
A festive holiday cheer.
January, February, March, April, May, June. I guess I could have guessed 6 months.
What if they would have got us winter coats, for Chicago? Is this chair good in the snow?
Do you know how mad my brother will be if he moved back here from Chicago and then I moved to Chicago?
No, but a double whammy because you moved. He moved next door to you in your old neighborhood, and then you moved out of there, and now you're going to move to Chicago when he moved back from Chicago.
The good thing is my brother sees that the same way I did. I'm just as close now as I was before. We were only like, if we were right next door to each other, that would be different. I would still live there. I don't know. There's a crazy guy across. I don't know. He may not. He's probably not crazy. I don't know. There's a house across the street from me that's bigger than mine. It's nice. And evidently the guy who lives there got in trouble. This is neighborhood rumor, so I don't know if this is true or not.
Is this on the neighborhood Facebook?
No, this is like from talking to two different neighbors. So the guy directly across the street from me, I live in a little cul-de-sac. He's the first house. And his house is really big. He evidently got in a lot of trouble legally, and he made a bunch of money in the stock market and then got investigated for that and lost like half of it, but he still had a ton of it, you know? Then he had some other legal problems, and then the homeowners association went after him. But, you know, when you get a mortgage, your mortgage gets bought and sold so many times from different banks, you know, that they lost track of who owned his mortgage.
Oh, that's nice.
So they gave him his house. The judge awarded him his house for free because...
Oh!
Yeah. This is the second time I've heard of that in Florida.
Wow.
Somebody in my old place, you said that happened to, too.
Lose anyway, my mortgage. Let's go,
that's
people.
That's what I'm saying. But so he doesn't have to listen to the homeowners association. So his house is, even though it's big and nice, it's dilapidated. It had a big arch that connected to the house. And I guess in one of the storms, the arch broke down. So now it's like a half-broken arch.
Mm.
All his trees are... dead or dying. They haven't been pruned in forever, so they're all like have leaves growing off the sides of them. And the grass gets cut, believe it or not, but it's all brown. And it's just, it's an eyesore in the neighborhood. People always think the house is empty. I thought it was empty. When we went to look for the house, I thought we were looking at that house, you know? Mm-hmm. So that guy is there. Why in the world was I telling you that story?
I knew you were going to get lost.
Why did I start telling you about that guy?
Moving your brother and moving to Chicago living next door to you.
I don't know. That guy evidently, I don't think he ever leaves the house, but I do sometimes when I leave for work, see lights on in the house. And then during the rest of the day, you never see anything. So I don't know if he works from home or if he sneaks out when nobody's around. I've seen one woman going in one time, but I've not seen anybody come out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I think that woman is like just dropping off food or something. So my point is that if that guy dies... or something happens and my brother moves in that house right across the street from me,
yeah,
then I'd feel like I had to stay.
Yeah.
Then I'd have to stay, and it would be great to have all in this. Because our thing is always, if we hit that big $1 billion lotto, we're building a compound.
Oh, yeah, totally. That would be the best way to go, is buy however many, whatever you want to buy, 20, 50 acres and stuff, and then just build houses near each other, but not...
Oh, I want a compound. So my ex-girlfriend, her family lived in Miami, and they bought... three houses, nice size houses, built them up into a U shape, and then put big ass trees and fences in the back so you can see, and they all shared one giant pool. I thought that was brilliant.
My oldest brother Tom had a great idea. You win the lotto, and then you just go in and buy a really nice upscale apartment complex.
Yeah, everybody gets their own apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Right? And you can knock out walls so you can make big apartments and stuff. But then everybody just meets down at the pool.
You got a real gym. Nice
landscape. Yeah, all the stuff that's in there.
That'd be really cool.
Right?
Too loud. Alan, good morning.
Yeah, hi Mike, how you doing?
Good, Alan, what's happening?
You guys. I know you guys are trying to broadcast your turtle cam, right?
Yeah.
Every camera, like a GoPro, has a URL address that you can actually access. As long as you have a Wi-Fi, a connection at home, you can broadcast just a GoPro from his engagement.
Yeah, I know. I guess I could put a GoPro there. What I was saying is that I have ADT cameras. And we put one up yesterday, so it does my backyard, but it also does a tortoise. And if I shared that link with Joey, then the possibility of somebody hacking into the rest of my system is what we didn't want.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we'll get a tortoise cam in time. Thank you, sir.
And you should mount one on him.
Yeah.
So you can see the camera looking at him and then see what he sees. Just drill it right into his shell.
Joe, good morning.
Good morning, man. I'd like to tell you about, I stabbed somebody in the face with a fork last night.
Awesome. Stab yourself in the fork today.
Jesus.
I don't want to talk to any of you idiots.
It's
anymore.
No Thursday. No phone call Thursday.
No phone call Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't mean any of you. I mean you idiot. Like this guy Tony that keeps calling. What does he want to know, Spanish? Talk to him right now. Tell me. He has to tell you so that he can stop calling, and then you'll tell me and see if it's worth it.
Yeah, so we can stop hearing, hey, Mike.
No,
hey.
I was just rapping. Yeah. What part of New York are you from? Hey, what up, Shaolin?
He said he wants to know if it was a plastic or metal fork that the last guy called in.
Tell him to give call him, that guy.
Yeah,
tell
give him
to call that guy.
His number.
Okay? Don't call me anymore.
You know that they're in the same dirty trailer, both using their cricket phones, calling us right now.
Cricket phones?
Yeah.
Do they make those anymore?
Yeah, who knows? They still have them. They're grandfathered in.
Hilarious. I think that I could live in a nice trailer park for senior citizens when I'm over 60.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. The more land you have, I think the smaller your house can be. So if you had, like, say you had 10 acres, and you had a fairly small house, but then you had French doors that open up to the back, and you have the nice, you know, lanai out right there and stuff, you can just hang out, and you're like, okay, this is super nice. Or like Riggs, he pulled his trailer right up to the ocean, you know, doing that
way.
I'm
just saying, like, if, we bought this house, and Robert Kelly came over, and he was like, this house is nice, is this your forever house? And my wife and I both went, no, no. And they were like, oh. And I go, oh, our plan is if we can make it till the kids graduate and go to college, we're selling everything. We're moving down. I'm going to a one-bedroom apartment. I don't want it.
No way are you.
No, not really. But my dream would be to get a trailer and just drive. Just go.
Yeah, but your dream is really to have Adam drive you around.
Yeah.
Right.
But I want Adam to drive me around, but I don't want him to stay overnight.
No.
Yeah. What do you do? Make him stay outside somewhere?
You Uber him to the Holiday Inn and check in and come get us in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, basically.
Holiday Inn, let's relax.
Let's tone it down. La Quinta, maybe.
Motel 6.
I want to drive to, like, here we are. We're in North Carolina, in Springfield, North Carolina. Like, this place is beautiful. Let's stay here for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stay there for a month, and we're like, time to move on. Let's head west.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that now, is that you're in an RV, and then you stay at an RV park.
Yeah.
Because you got the hookups and all that stuff. And then, hey, neighbor, what part of New York are you from? I stabbed a guy with a fork. You're going to have these idiots coming up to you when they're 60 and telling you stupid
stories. I don't
think
that I'm sitting outside necessarily. You know?
Oh, are you in the trailer the whole time?
Well, I'd want to look and see the... I'd park it, and then I'd go live my life, and then I'd come back there and go to
Segway. You'd segue right off and just drive around the city?
Golf cart-ish.
Yeah.
Something like that by those years.
If that happens, then you just pack it up. As soon as you get there, some guy walks over. Yeah.
Heidi,
he's like a jerk off.
Heidi, bye.
That's a lot. That's a lot, though. You got to pay fees to stay there. You're all hooked up and stuff. You got to get Adam back from the Motel 6.
I could pretend that I don't speak English and then go in and close the door, and I'd be just content there. I'd be fine. All I want to do is watch movies. Drive around and watch movies. Yeah, and Adam, drive me to different cities.
Why don't you just get like a movie theater that's a simulator? Save yourself some time and money.
I would love to just go see the rest of the country.
Yeah.
At my leisure.
Right. That'd be nice. Yeah.
I got friends in Jersey I want to go stop and see, and then on the way down, or I go all the way up to Maine and cut over and see the Great Lakes and things like that I've never seen before.
How about this? I think this works for you a little bit better. So you have the RV, and then on the trailer, you have a car that you can take. You know what I mean? So then you RV, you park, and then you go, and you drive around and go.
Like places. A smart car.
Yeah, because otherwise, you're going to be like, Mike wants to come over. Is he going to park on the street? Like, how? I don't know. What does he have to hook up? Is he going to dump his poop on our lawn? Like, Eddie?
No, I definitely need a vehicle. I definitely
Christmas
need
vacation?
A smart car to put on the back.
Yeah.
With one seat in it in the middle.
Oh,
what about just going to be you by yourself?
Yeah, yeah. My wife doesn't want to be a part of this.
I thought your son, but...
he's going to be in college.
Yeah.
He's going to be training for the NFL.
Got it.
He's already had one kid's football practice underneath his belt. I'm pretty sure he's headed for the NFL. Yeah.
Might as well get a tattooed on him.
First round draft pick.
All right. Joey Money or whatever. Money. Whatever. All right. Listen, Ori's got the XFL now. Or he's got that other league.
A lot of options.
XFL doesn't pay as much as the NFL. Yeah.
American Freedom League, mate.
Is that what it's called? Oh, yeah.
Right,
that's
American Freedom
don't
League.
Don't you have to be a soldier or something?
No.
Or you just have to stand for the national anthem.
You got the other one, the 50 NFL players that put together the league.
Yeah.
Whatever that's called.
Yeah. Now there's too many leagues.
Yeah. They should all fight.
Rays are leaving, right?
I would imagine.
I heard Jack Harris saying this morning Portland was looking for a team and they were building a stadium and Portland could be the next market.
Well, I also heard Vegas because they're building sports out there now with the football team coming. Right.
Sports.
And Montreal is looking to get back.
Yeah, in Montreal. Yeah. But I say Charlotte. The Charlotte Rays is already
Rays.
Built in to be successful.
I think they're absolutely leaving.
So do I. Unless Jeff Vinnick buys in now that they hit rock
bottom.
On the
cheap, yeah.
Yeah.
He comes in and goes, swoop, and then he goes, by the way, stadium? Yeah, right over here. Got it.
I'll build it. And he builds a stadium on the other side of what do they call it, Sparkman Wharf?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got Emily, the wharf.
I got it. I just figured it out. Tell me you wouldn't want to see baseball on Baseball Island that they build out in the middle of the
Baseball Island? Yeah. How do you get to Baseball Island?
But by the way, you get to Baseball Island, and then whenever they hit home runs out of the stadium, you're out there in your kayak, and you get the ball.
How do you get to Baseball Island?
Ferry.
Yeah.
Ferry?
A ferry, or you could have a walkway or some sort of bridge, drawbridge that goes down.
Gondola.
Yeah.
Can you parachute in?
Don't be ridiculous. Listen to me. Baseball Island, that's right off Sparkman's Wharf,
right,
is where it's at.
All right. I'm
yeah,
in.
That
I'm
is,
in.
That is something else.
And our baseball team's the Islanders? No, that's taken already. Well, you could do that.
Yeah, why not?
The Gilligans? I don't know. We'll think of something.
We could call it like, what was it? The jail that was out there that they
called Alcatraz.
The Rock. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the Tampa Rocks.
Wouldn't it be great if it was a huge hit and the stadium holds 60,000 people and then another 20,000?
Yeah.
And it was a man-made island that the engineers are just a tad off and the thing just sinks in the middle of the game.
Oh, man.
One of the largest destruction non-terrorist events in the United States history, Baseball Island sunk today. Off of Sparksman Wharf.
65,000 people die in a watery grave. That's not America's pastime.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I think they're gone.
Baseball Island.
I'd go to Baseball Island.
Yeah.
Currently the Trop is not a destination. Like you think of Wrigley Field or Yankee Stadium, they're destinations where people want to go there, even if they're not fans of those teams.
It's a team because it is a destination. You're in walking distance. Of so many, there's so many good restaurants and shops and bars and stuff. So that's another crap excuse.
Yeah, but I like I said before, you put them over in Orlando. That's a destination. You know what I mean? You have Disney, you have Universal, you have all that stuff over there. Oh, also let's catch a baseball game because all the different foreigners that are coming to go to those things would definitely see baseball. They trade us, we get the Orlando Magic. They become the Tampa Tropics. Boom, done. And then we start our own team with Baseball Island.
Baseball Island.
You're welcome. I mean, I just single-handedly saved Tampa Bay.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were going under.
You're the best.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break. It's the Mike Calta Show live.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.